You're listening to SBS News.
The Parliamentary Budget Office has released new analysis examining the spending habits and demographics of those on unemployment benefits before coronavirus. It's found older Australians and women making up a bigger share of job seeker recipients, while the number of people on the unemployment payment long term is also rising. The share of recipients aged 45 and older increased from 44% in 2007 to 56% in 2019 for women, and from 34 to 45% for men. Professor Bill Mitchell from the University of Newcastle says unemployment has been rising for some time for vulnerable groups due to the economy slowing down even before COVID-19 hit.
People that are the first ones in the queue are the extremes in the labour force, so the older workers and younger workers, and migrants, people with poor English, and people with disabilities. They're always the disadvantaged groups, and the way they get absorbed into productive work is if we run the economy much stronger, and by deliberately slowing the economy down, even though the government was claiming they weren't doing that, you're causing these peripheral groups. They are disadvantaged.
The share of welfare recipients aged 60 and older also increased for both genders, with a larger rise among females. Over the 12 years measured, recipients on JobSeeker for 1 year or more rose from 48 to 71% for women and from 51 to 63% for men. By June 2019, 24% of female and 20% of male recipients had been on JobSeeker for 5 or more years. Dr. Robin Johns is a senior lecturer at the University of Technology's Business School. She says along with the bias against older workers or ageism that affects both genders, older women are also more likely to be unemployed for other reasons.
Often they've taken career breaks, and that means that can have a direct impact on their skill creation, and they often then work when they're coming back from sort of those childbearing years, where they may go into more sort of flexible forms of employment and lower skilled roles, which is, I think, with the COVID, why they've been impacted as well, because they've been in roles that have been in sort of hospitality, tourism, part-time, casual-type jobs, and they've all been impacted heavily through COVID.
The CEO of the Australian Council of Social Services, Cassandra Goldie, has released a statement saying the effect of unemployment, especially on older women, demonstrates the need for longer-term programs.
It's deeply concerning that so many older women were unable to find paid work even before the COVID-19 crisis hit. It's vital that the government invests in wage subsidies and training for people who are at risk of long-term unemployment. We also need to see increased investment in care services such as aged care and childcare, which generate more jobs, especially for women.
The report also looks at the surge in job seeker recipients during the coronavirus pandemic. Between March and May 2020, the number of people on the payment jumps from 793,000 to 1.46 million, with men making up a greater share of the increase. But Dr. John says while there has been little research, it's generally accepted that men who found themselves jobless would have sought the support payment, while women were more likely to seek unstable work.
I think when it comes to, say, women in their 50s, things and had a strong career versus men, men seem to me, and what I've experienced, seem to take it a lot harder, because it's a real, you know, it's a status that represents who they are. And for them to go out and take a lower level position, very tough for them to be able to. Whereas I think women are more flexible and going, well, I'll just take anything for the time being. But then I think that leads women into this whole area of where they end up maybe in these more precarious forms of employment, which then sees them, what we're seeing through COVID, seeing them lose their positions quite quickly because of it.
In other report data, the parenting payment had been trending down before coronavirus, but the pandemic has sparked a significant rise. People with partners receiving it jumped 36%, while singles increased 6%. The Parliamentary Budget Office also found the impact on job seeker budget spending is likely to be affected by the increasing share of women and older recipients. The growing reliance on the payment for longer periods and a falling share of recipients with full capacity for work is likely to affect spending in the next budget. Professor Bill Mitchell says the amount of money the federal government is currently pumping into the economy due to the pandemic demonstrates it has the capacity to do more to help those who were unemployed before the virus appeared.
End of the Second World War up until sort of the late 1970s, there was always a balance between the government creating work in sufficient quantities to ensure that everybody who didn't have jobs in the private sector would have a job. Now, those public sector jobs weren't just in the skilled public service. There was always a buffer of jobs right through the public sector. And that was the reason we had full employment. And that gave a lot of disadvantaged workers who were always unable to get consistent and stable work in the private sector. It gave them the chance to have a solid, stable work environment for the whole of their lives with adequate income.
The COVID-19 lockdowns and a weak economy has seen the jobless rate hit a 22-month high of 7.5%, and the number of people unemployed top 1 million for the first time. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.